Lesson number 4. Vowel changes related to the Irish internal vowel lilt. Now, we just spoke at great length about the fact that every vowel, especially those in stressed position, have a straight drop-off in pitch. Now, I hope you've reviewed now the earlier lessons and have heard how clearly this characteristic is evident on all of the vowels that we've already studied. I said earlier that this lilt was especially clear on diphthongs such as I, I, O, and the like. Well, now we're going to look at another class of vowels which have an especially strong internal downward lilt in Irish. These are what is known in phonetics as the tense form vowels, the ones that are made with firmness in the root of the tongue. These are E, A, U, and O. Now, A and O in American pronunciation are already diphthongal forms. A and O. So, as with the previous diphthongs, the first stage of these vowels is going to be a bit higher than the second. Even though the vowel can already be thought of as a diphthong, we can say that in many forms of Irish speech, these diphthongs elongate even more with the downward lilt. And you may even think of them as triphthongs or three-stage vowels. So let's try a few with each. First with the A. Word list. Take. Take. Baby. Baby. Rainfall. Rainfall. Stray. Stray. Fateful. Fateful. And a sentence. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay.
They paid the price for delaying the instant replay.
Now, to some ears, this elongation and downward lilt, as it's taking place, the tense form vowel might even soften a bit to a lax form of the same vowel. That resonance that shot forward makes it soften. And it will give you not so much an A as an E sound. Now, of course, if you're shooting the resonance forward properly with the aspirated quality, the softening's probably going to take place by itself and you're not going to have to worry about it at all. Now, the O diphthong works similarly. Lilt downward, draw the vowel out even longer than its normal duration, and do this with the Irish resonance so that you also experience the softening of an O to a little bit softer A sound. But the resonance and the lilt, again, should take care of this automatically for you. Word list. Oldest.
Oldest.
Open.
Open.
Boat.
Boat.
Growing.
Growing.
Over.
Over.
Now, the third of these tense form vowels, which takes a very heavy lilt extension in Irish, is the oo vowel, which, unlike A or O, is not a diphthong normally in American speech. It lilts downward, and it extends into a two-stage vowel. And again, sometimes it softens a bit and gives a sort of an O sound instead of the original O. But you've got to almost add a schwa sound after it. So you get
O, O,
a double vowel sound. All right, word list. Food.
Food.
Troop.
Trope.
Loosely.
Loosely.
Juicy.
Juicy.
Spoon.
Spoon.
In very, very thick Irish speech, this can even sound like an O.
Juicy. Spoon.
A couple of sentences, because this one's a little unfamiliar. B. Give the Duke a boost with your boot.
Give the Duke a boost with your boat.
And see? Rumor has it that raccoons buy fruit with coupons.
Rumor has it that raccoons buy fruit with coupons.
And finally, the E vowel does the same thing. It lilts downward, becomes a diphthong.
E.
e, and sometimes the first stage of it softens to the lax form e. Now, the only complication here is that sometimes the e sound changes pronunciation completely and becomes an a. Now, this change is relatively predictable. Now, the general rule is that when the e vowel is spelled alphabetically with the letters ea or with the letters ei, and sometimes even with the letters ie, that in those cases it is quite likely to change to the a pronunciation. The thicker and more stereotypic the Irish speech becomes, however, the more likely you are to hear first at a word list for each form of the e and then mixing them together in sentences. All right, a list first of the elongations only. Agree, agree. Intrigue, intrigue. Seen, seen. Japanese, Japanese. And now the B word list is the ones where you do have the alphabet spelling signaling the change to A. T, te. Beat, bait. Make sure that you do this with the lilt downward and the resonance. Receive, receive. Deal, dale. Conceive, conceive. And now in these sentences, we're going to mix it up quite a bit. First C. The speedy car careened off the freeway.
The speedy car careened off the freeway.
D. He teased the eager marine with sneezing powder.
He teased the eager marine with sneezing powder.
And E. He achieves intrigue by agreeing to speak Japanese in two scenes.
He achieves intrigue by agreeing to speak Japanese in two scenes.
Now, earlier in the tape in the resonance lesson, I mentioned briefly that some linguists take note of a tendency to shift resonance back and forth and back and forth from the front of the cavity to the back. I believe that if you're doing the resonance properly, and if you're clearly using this internal vowel lilt and going ah, 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 and using the lilt extensions in your speech, that you will sufficiently create the sense of the back and forth movement without doing any huge shifts or throwing yourself into falsetto and getting all stereotypic about the speech. You don't have to do pitch breaks. You don't have to do anything of that sort. That can get too stereotypic. It can detract a bit from intelligibility. For now, this is the end of the lesson on the Irish internal vowel lilt extensions.